Like I said, I grew up in Virginia. A few things I miss about Virginia. One was were the Tom Carvel ads on TV. I don't know if you remember who Tom Carvel was. Tom Carvel owned about a dozen shitball ice cream stores up and down the East Coast, and he did these TV ads. And he did his own voiceovers, and therein lay the tragedy of Tom Carvel. Because he had a voice that sounded like Tom Waits gargling chunks of hot asphalt, like your spine would just turn into broken glass the second you heard it. Like, oh my God, what the fuck? It's Tom Carvel on TV.
Hi, this is Tom Carvel from the Carvel Ice Cream Stores. Just in time for Father's Day, we have Fudgy the Whale. That's right, Fudgy the Whale is a six-layer ice cream cake, and he's made out of different ice cream flavors, bringing your Father's Day greetings from beyond the seven seas. And we'll write, "You're a whale of a dad," on a frosting color of your choice, Fudgy the Whale. And from outer space, we have Cookie Puss. That's right, Cookie Puss. He's an outer space alien, and he's not going to probe your rectum like the aliens in Whitley Strieber's Communion. It's safe to come in and pick up a Cookie Puss, bringing you holiday greetings from beyond the spiral galaxy.
And you could not cut those cakes with a fucking lightsaber. You would, like, pop, your dad would pop a shoulder out, you fucking bastards. Bullet-stopping goodness from Tom Carvel for the most obscure holidays on the calendar. If only Lee Harvey Oswald had been carrying our delicious ice cream cakes when he was transferred from that prison in Dallas, Jack Ruby's bullets would have been stopped cold by the delicious frosting and ice cream wonderfulness in the middle of our cakes. So pick up our new lime-flavored grassy knoll ice cream cake. That's right, it's a delicious grassy knoll, and there's little licorice CIA men pulling the trigger on JFK as he rides by in a delicious marzipan limousine. Tom Carvel only had three pans, and depending on the way he turned the pan, that's what the mold was. So the Fudgy the Whale pan, he would turn it like vertically, and that would kind of turn into Santa's head, but not really, because it looked all bulgy and fucked up, like someone had beaten him up or something. Like, Santa was giving someone the hairy eyeball at the local tavern, and they don't take kindly to queers. They dragged him out back and worked him over with lead pipes. Gave him a big old blanket party for an hour. That's our Kris Kringle pummeled cake. That's right, Kris Kringle. He's been pummeled, and that's he can't remember whether you've been naughty or nice. And that's real raspberry preserves coming out of his nostrils and ear holes. Boy, they really tuned him up there. And he would turn it the other way, and it kind of looked like a leprechaun, but the legs were all stunted and broken and fucked up. And for just in time for St. Patty's Day, it's Patio Cripply. That's right, Patio Cripply. His legs are stunted and broken, and you can catch him easy. He'll lead you right to his pot of gold. Bad news for him, but good news for you. Patio Cripply wishing you top of the morning as he drags himself along the forest floor. Fucking Patio Cripply. Aww.